An aide woke Teddy at midnight with lemon tea and a vegetable sandwich. As he so often did, he had napped in his wheelchair, the wall of TV screens alive with images but no sound. When the aide left, he pushed a button and listened. 61 bodies had been recovered. The Egyptian authorities were blaming Yidal, the likeliest of suspects, because his little army had bombed 3 Western embassies in the past 16 months, and because he was openly calling for war against the United States. The Israelis knew what Yidal had for breakfast and where he ate it. They could have taken him out a dozen times. But as long as he killed Americans and Westerners, the Israelis really didn't care. It was to their benefit for the West to loathe the Islamic radicals. Teddy ate slowly, then napped some more. Lufkin called before noon Cairo time with the news that the bodies of the ambassador and his wife had been found. The count was at 84. All but 11 were Americans. The cameras caught up with Aaron Lake outside a plant in Marietta, Georgia, shaking hands in the dark as the shift changed. And when asked about events in Cairo, he said, "These criminals are operating with impunity because we lack the commitment to fight. When I'm president, we'll declare war on terrorists and stop the killing." The tough talk was contagious, and as America woke up to the terrible news in Cairo, the country was also treated to a brash chorus of threats and ultimatums from the other candidates. Even the more passive among them now sounded like gunslingers.